Chapter 56. This chapter describes how Lord Krishna recovered this Yamantaka jewel in order to allay false accusations made against him. And Krishna also married the daughters of Jambavan and Satrajit. By enacting the pastime involving the Yamantaka jewel, Krishna demonstrated the futility of material wealth. When Shukadeva Goswami mentioned that King Satrajit offended Lord Krishna on account of the Yamantaka jewel, King Parikshit became curious to hear the details of this incident. Thus, Shukadeva Goswami narrated the story. King Satrajit received the Yamantaka gem by the grace of his best well-wisher, the sun god Surya. After fastening the gem to a chain, which Satrajit then hung around his neck, Satrajit traveled to Dwaraka. The residents, thinking that Satrajit was the sun god himself, went to Krishna and told him that Lord Surya had come to take Krishna's audience. But Krishna replied that the man who had come was not Suryadev, but instead King Satrajit, who looked extremely effulgent because Satrajit was wearing the Yamantaka jewel. In Dwaraka, Satrajit installed the precious stone on a special altar in his home. Every day the gem produced a large quantity of gold, and it had the additional power of assuring that wherever it was properly worshipped, no calamity could occur. On one occasion, Lord Sri Krishna requested Satrajit to give the gem to the king of the Yadus, Ugrasena. But Satrajit refused, obsessed as he was with greed. Shortly thereafter, Satrajit's brother Prasena left the city to go hunting on horseback, and he was wearing the Yamantaka jewel on his neck. On the road, a lion killed Prasena and took the jewel away to a mountain cave where the king of the bears, Jambavan, happened to be living. Jambavan killed the lion and then gave the jewel to his son to play with. When King Satrajit's brother did not return, Satrajit presumed that Sri Krishna had killed Prasena just for the Yamantaka gem. Lord Krishna heard about this rumor circulating among the general populace, and to clear his name, Krishna went with some of the citizens to find Prasena. Following his path, they eventually found his body and that of his horse lying on the road. Further ahead, they saw the body of the lion which Jambavan had killed. Lord Krishna told the citizens to remain outside the cave while he went in to investigate. Krishna then entered Jambavan's cave and saw the Yamantaka jewel lying next to a child. But when Krishna tried to take the jewel, the child's nurse cried out in alarm, bringing Jambavan quickly to the scene. Jambavan considered Krishna to be an ordinary man and thus began fighting with Krishna. For 28 days continuously, the two of them fought until finally Jambavan grew weak from the blows of Krishna. Now understanding that Krishna must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jambavan began to praise Krishna. Krishna touched Jambavan with his lotus hand, dispelling Jambavan's fear, and then Krishna explained everything about the jewel. With great devotion, Jambavan gladly presented the Yamantaka jewel to Krishna along with his unmarried daughter, Jambavati. Meanwhile, Lord Krishna's companions, having waited 12 days for Krishna to come out of the cave, returned to Dwaraka despondent. All of Krishna's friends and family members became extremely sorrowful, and they began regularly worshipping Goddess Durga to assure Krishna's safe return. But even as they performed this worship, Lord Krishna entered the city in the company of his new wife. Krishna then summoned Satrajit to the royal assembly, and after recounting to Satrajit the entire story of the recovery of the Syamantaka jewel, Krishna gave the jewel back to Satrajit. Satrajit accepted the jewel, but with great shame and remorse. Satrajit went back to his home and there decided to offer Lord Krishna not only the jewel, but also his daughter, so as to atone for the offense he had committed against Krishna's lotus feet. Lord Sri Krishna accepted the hand of Satrajit's daughter, Satyabhama, who was endowed with all divine qualities. But the jewel Krishna refused and instead returned it to King Satrajit. Chapter 57. This chapter describes how Lord Krishna, after the murder of Satrajit, killed Shatadanva and had Akura bring the Syamantaka jewel back to Dwaraka. When Lord Sri Krishna heard that the Pandavas had supposedly been burned to death in the palace of Lak, Krishna went to Hastinapur with Lord Baladev just to maintain the principles of worldly protocol, even though Krishna, being omniscient, knew the report was false. With Krishna out of Dwaraka, Akrura and Kritavarma incited Shatadanva to steal the Syamantaka jewel away from Satrajit. Bewildered by their words, the sinful Shatadanva murdered King Satrajit in his sleep and thus stole the gem. Queen Satyabhama was overcome with grief at the death of her father, and Satyabhama rushed to Hastinapur just to report the sorrowful news to her husband, Lord Krishna. Together with Lord Baladev, Krishna then returned to Dwaraka to kill Shatadanva. Shatadanva went to Akura and Kritavarma to beg for help, but when they refused, Shatadanva left the jewel with Akura and fled for his life. Krishna and Balaram pursued Shatadanva, and Lord Krishna beheaded Shatadanva with his sharp-edged disc, Sudarshan. When Krishna could not find the Syamantaka jewel on the person of Shatadanva, Baladev told Lord Krishna that Shatadanva must have left the jewel in someone else's care. Baladev further suggested that Krishna return to Dwaraka to find the jewel, while he, Baladev, would take this opportunity to visit the king of Videha. Thus, Lord Balaram traveled to Mithila and remained there for some years, during which Baladev taught King Duryodhana the art of fighting with a club. Lord Krishna then returned to Dwaraka and had the funeral rites performed for Satrajit. When Akura and Kritavarma heard how Shatadanva had met his death, they fled Dwaraka. Soon, many kinds of disturbances, mental, physical, and so on, began to afflict Dwaraka, and the citizens concluded that the cause of these troubles must be Akura's exile. The city elders explained, "Once there was a drought in Benares, and the king of the region gave his daughter in marriage to Akura's father, who was visiting Benares at the time. As a result of this gift, the drought ended." The elders, thinking Akura had the same power as his father, declared that Akura should be brought back. But Lord Krishna knew that Akura's exile was not the main cause of the disturbances. Still, Krishna had Akura brought back to Dwaraka, and after properly honoring Akura with worship and greeting Akrura with sweet words, Krishna spoke to him. I know Shatadanva left the jewel in your care, and since Satrajit had no sons, his daughter's offspring are the just claimants to whatever property Satrajit has left behind. Nonetheless, it would be best for you to keep this troublesome jewel in your care. But just let me show it once to my relatives. Akrura then presented Krishna with the Syamantaka jewel, which shone as brilliantly as the sun. And after Krishna had shown it to his family members, Krishna returned it to Akrura. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.